2017 is coming to an end, but for students, it is only the halfway mark.
After a short holiday break, kids in southeastern Wisconsin will return to class in the new year with a full semester ahead of them. But several of the themes from 2017 are sure to carry over as they finish their school year.
Here with a special year-end edition of her weekly news quiz is WUWM's education reporter Rachel Morello. Hey there, Rachel.
Hey, Mitch.
How's it going?
It's going well. We're going to do a special version of this quiz this week where I'm going to play you tape from one of the many students I talked to in 2017, and then I want you to guess sort of the theme of what they're talking about because it'll be something that probably carries over into their second semester and into the new year.
Okay, I can hardly wait.
Okay, so we'll start with Fernanda Jimenez. She is a senior at Racine Horlick High School, and I actually talked to her for an interview on Lake Effect.
It's scary that I worked so much to get where I'm at or keep getting to where I want to be. And that one little thing that will just go away can tell me that all I thought would happen is just gone and I can't do what I want to do in my life.
Mitch, Fernanda referred to that one little thing that will go away. Do you have any idea what that is?
I'm guessing it is the end of DACA.
That is correct. So we talked a lot about immigration this year, beginning with the beginning of 2017 when President Trump took office. And DACA was the big kind of topic of debate in schools. What's going to happen to undocumented students? And the conversation in the summer when we talked to Fernanda was, you know, kids, what have you gained from having this protection? It allows them to study in American schools. For a lot of them, it allows them to stay in the country once they've graduated. And Fernanda's a senior, so she's kind of wondering what's going to happen when these protections end in March. That's the end of the six-month phase-out that President Trump has given to DACA at this point.
So lots of questions going into 2018.
Yeah, and honestly, I haven't heard much about what schools are planning to do. I have a feeling that's going to be a topic of conversation, at least in the first 3 months of the year, but I'm sure continuing throughout 2018.
Absolutely.
Okay, so on to number two. This is a pair of students from Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, which is a charter on the city's north side. Their names are Alexander and Demetrius, and they're talking about what drives them to come to school, specifically a program that allows them to work with technology.
What keeps me here is this will help me when I get to college because I want to major in computer science.
For me, I want to study in mechanical and environmental engineering, which kind of relates back to the whole computer aspect of things. So it has crossed my mind that that started because of this program.
So, Mitch, a lot of schools are talking in Wisconsin about implementing programs like this where kids are able to work with technology but also learn about working with people and sort of being employable. We're talking about that a lot in Wisconsin because of some of the big news that happened outside of schools this year. Can you guess what that is?
I'm guessing it's companies like Foxconn potentially moving to Wisconsin or opening up shop in Wisconsin, and the question about the skills gap. Are schools preparing potential workers for the workplace?
Yep, that's exactly it. I don't even have to read you the description.
Wow,
after
I am
this.
Plugged in, Rachel.
You are. Yeah, that was arguably the biggest story in Wisconsin this year, I would say. And like you said, educators are talking about how are we going to get kids ready for these jobs? We don't exactly know what they're going to look like. And then even beyond Foxconn, if there are other companies coming into the state or starting within the state, how can we prepare them to not only do the technical work, but be the ones that the companies want to hire from right here within the state?
And a little cheating there on my part because I did an interview about employability as well.
I would think many of us did quite a few interviews about Foxconn in 2017. Okay, so let's go on to number three. One more before we leave for the holidays. And this is Mary McDonald. She's a sophomore at Divine Savior Holy Angels High School.
All girls as opposed to like mixed is kind of better, I guess, because the guys, they like to joke around more than actually start. I mean, we get stuff done and they're really helpful, but with girls, it's like easier to focus on the task at hand.
Now, this sounds like a spirited defense of single-sex education here.
I would say it is. And actually, I have to admit, this is kind of a roundabout way of getting to the topic that I wanted to talk about. It's a theme that's dominated the news outside of schools a lot in the last couple months specifically, having to do with men and women and gender roles and things like that. Can you guess what it is?
So we're talking about sexual harassment here.
We are. And obviously that's not exactly what Mary was talking about. I want to make that clear. But Mary was a student I talked to at a camp at MATC at the end of the summer last year. It was trying to get girls interested in traditionally quote-unquote male careers.
These are like engineering, the STEM fields.
Yes, and vice versa for boys. So fields like education and nursing. And I found it really interesting to talk to the kids there because they had a lot of insight about the stereotypes that exist and the fact that they didn't know why they existed. And I think that sort of mirrors the conversation that's happening about sexual harassment and sort of gender dynamics in the workplace in general. And a lot of teachers who I've talked to since all of this has happened on the national scale are saying they're having conversations with their students like Mary about, you know, why do these things exist and what can we do to combat them on a micro level in the classroom.
Great point. And you know what? In the end, 3 for 3.
Yeah, there you go. Ending the year on a high note, Mitch.
Thank you so much, Rachel. We will look forward to seeing how things develop in the new year. In the meantime, happy holidays.
You too. Thanks, Mitch.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. You can find all of her coverage on our website, where you can also submit your questions about learning and education in southeastern Wisconsin. That's at WUWM.com/education.